wants to sponsor Rishus B'yadchem, Ashkoya. Okay, so okay, no, very good, very good. Lily, welcome. Okay, so we'll learn Le'ilui Nishmatam V'Geshikoach to the Breakfast Chevra for all that they do. Great, gala breakfast. We're going to keep it rolling. We'll keep doing what we need to do to bring Torah into the community and some really good shakshuka. I'm obsessed with shakshuka. Okay, so we're gonna see a little bit, like, you know, really see the psukim in terms of the whole switching the hands situation of Yaakov in the way that he blesses Menashe and Ephraim, his grandchildren. Okay, so. What I want to see is some of the traditional sources, and then we'll see something really beautiful from actually a more contemporary source, the main Beis HaShoeva of Shimon Schwab, which I really think beautifully explains it. But we need to understand the mechanics of what happens here, okay? So it says, Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, Ra'ol fanechel ofilalti, right? Yaakov sees Yosef. He's so excited, amazing, I get to see you, I get to see your grandchildren. An unbelievable thing, right? It's like the survivors, I remember my grandmother, I would say this a lot, like at every, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, not just that, but like at a birthday party, my grandmother would get up, and I never thought I would see him. We'd always chuckle, the kids would chuckle, like, oh, here goes grandma again. But she meant it, right? Because never thought you would see, forget it, that she would be alive. But a child, a grandchild, same thing here with Yosef, 22 years gone. And then all of a sudden, his whole life is really redeemed. And not only did he see Yosef think he's dead, but he sees his children. So he takes Menashe and Ephraim out from his knees. And he bows down to his father. Vayikach Yosef et Shneyan et Ephraim b'yimino, mismol Yisrael, v'et Menashe b'smolo, miyamin Yisrael. Okay, so here's the scene. The scene is, right, if, let's say if Yaakov's here and the bed is here, Yosef is here and he takes his kids and he has, he has Menashe, who's the older, over here, because it'll be to the right of his father. And he has Ephraim on the other side. Again, it's on sort of his right. It's really on his right-hand side. Yosef's right is Ephraim. And Menashe, the older, is on his left. But the way that they're facing Yaakov, it's, right and left. Okay? We're obsessed with directions in Judaism. Okay. Vayishlach Yisrael et yemino. So what does Yaakov do? He takes his right hand, Vayashet al Rosh Ephraim v'watzeir, and he puts his hand on the head of Ephraim, and he's the younger. V'yet smolo al Rosh Menashe pashut pshat, as we voice like this. Goes like this, takes the right hand, puts it on Ephraim, takes the left hand, puts it on Menashe, Sikel et Yadav, he switched his hands, but we know the word Sikel comes from what word? Seichel, right? He was acting Seicheldik, right? Yaakov wasn't losing it, right? He knew what he was doing, he did it intentionally. Sikel et Yadav, he, turn the page, Ki Menashe Bechor, because we know Menashe was the Bechor, which is weird. He switched his hand because Menashe is the Bechor? Well, it seemed as if he switched his hand because Menashe is the Bechor. And you would think Menashe should get which hand? Menashe should get the right hand and not the left. Yosef Yomar, and he blesses Yosef and he says, Elohim Asher Yitalchul Avotai Lefanav, etc., etc. Amalach HaGoel, and then he says the famous Amalach HaGoel. Now, all right, I'm not going to... We'll get to the question in a moment that I have. Let's just see the basic pshat. So we know. Rashi. Right back to that first page. Kitargumo, sikel et yadav. Kitargumo, ach keminun. Right? Again, he acted wisely. Right? He was enlightened in what he did. Behaskel. Again, we can turn the page again. I apologize. Behaskel, bechochma, hiskil et yadav, lekach. He did it intentionally with wisdom, umidat, right? And he meant to do it. Ki odeh haya ki Menashe bechor lo shat yemino alav. He knew Menashe was the Bechor, and even so, afal pichein, he didn't put his right in place, his right hand upon him. And that seems to be what everyone says, what all of the Mefarshim say, right? He switches his hands. We've seen that. I'll show you a wild Rabbeinu Bachya, which I had to read a couple times just to like, is really true? Look at the Rabbeinu Bachya on that first page, the second column in the Rabbeinu Bachya, where it says, Aval Hanachon Lefaresh. He says, look a few lines down by Yishlach Yisrael Yemino. He says, V'yomar katuba Yishlach Yisrael Yemino, V'yashed al Rosh Ephraim. Yaakov took his right hand and he put it on Ephraim's head. Sheshina et Ephraim, U'mishacho liyemino. Okay, what did he do? He took Ephraim and he put him to his right. Totally, Rabbeinu Bachya totally flips the script. Pardon the pun. That smolo al rosh Menashe, and the left arm Menashe, sheshina Menashe, u'mishacho l'smolo. And if you're still thinking, oh, no, must be he's talking about this. He went like this. No. Velo shina et yadav, velo irkivam klal. He didn't do a switcheroo. He didn't do this. Aval shina et hane'arim. Again, unless I'm reading it wrong. I had never seen this chat before. Rabbeinu Bachya says that what Yaakov did was, Yosef placed them here, right? Again, here is Menashe, here is Ephraim. What did Yaakov do? He like smushed them around. He moved the boy. He said, here, you go here. Here, you go here. Now I'm going to do it. Isn't that fascinating? Huh. Right there, black on white. Vizel bier sikelet yadav. And this is what it means when it says Sikela Yadav Klomar Miyadav Shel Yosef. From he what he switched was the way that Yosef had set it up. Remember, I stood over there and I said, here, Yosef did this. So he switched that. Kilo Yisham Lefanav Kach, because that's not how Yosef presented them in front of his father. Rak Venashel Yamin Yisrael Vefraim Lismolo. Right? That was the initial placing was exactly as we had said, and Yaakov switched it. He switched the boys. He didn't switch his hands. Again, interesting. Now, what's the issue here? Why, you know, what's happening in terms of the right and the left? So obviously, Menashe is the Bechor. He should get the right. Ephraim is the left. The idea being, Yosef's trying to set it up. What's Yosef trying to set up? I mean, we know. Yosef wants, he knows that the Jewish people, or the Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarif, Korach, and Leah, have problems with keeping all of their kids in the fold, right? There's Avram, there's Yitzchak and Yishmael, Yitzchak's in, Yishmael's out. There's Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov's in, Esav's out. There's Yosef and the brothers, and there's a whole tumult, and it's an absolute nightmare of 22 years, and fighting, and resentment, and etc. And Yosef wants to set things up. How often do we do that with our own, you know, when we deal with our parents, and we know that we think, you know, oh yeah, Dad, this is the way it should be. I know you did this to me. This is the way it should be. And that's the way he set it up, right? He wanted them both in. And Yaakov switches the hands, right? In essence saying, well, no, one is kind of better. That's the way Yosef sees it, right? And that's the way Yaakov explains it. No, yeah, Menashe's a great guy, right? You can see later in the Pesukim, Menashe's a great guy. He'll be wonderful. But Ephraim will be even greater, right? And that's why Yaakov does that with the right versus the left, okay? Because the right, you know, signifies something better than the left, whatever, you know, from, you know, ancient times and Kabbalistic, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so what we're going to see now is the Kli Yakar, okay? And the Kli Yakar tries to put it a little bit differently because he says, if you notice, what are we missing in this part of the story that I just brought up, right? Yosef places them, all right, Dad, you know, give them a bracha. He switches the hands, or he switches the kids, based on whatever it is, and now he gives them a bracha. He says, you know, God, you know, shepherded me, and Amalcha go eloti mikol ra. What's missing here? What do we know from the story? What does Yosef do?
He says, no.
Awesome, Michael. Awesome. What's missing from this story is, why didn't Yosef stop that? Stop him. We know Yosef does, you know, say, hey, Dad, come on, Dad, what are you doing? You know, you got this wrong. I got it. We're great. Mike, we got it. It was awesome. Okay? But Yosef, what, like, Dad, what's going on? Why are you doing this? He doesn't do it. He does it after the bracha already. What happens? Is Yosef, like, flabbergasted? Is he shocked? Does he not? Because he does, like, admonish his father and say, Dad, you got it wrong. Switch it or whatever. Why doesn't he do it right away? Look at the kliyakar. Sikelet yadav ki menasha b'chor. We're on this first page, this kliyakar. Ki yesh machim. Lama shatak Yosef ad achar sheberachotam. What? Why did Yosef quiet until after the bracha came? The achakach. It's only afterwards that he starts like sort of moving his dad's hand, you know, oh Dad, you got it wrong. Lama lo asa zeh kodem sheberchem. Why didn't he do it initially before the bracha came out? Right? It's a really great question. Never thought about it. Ulai, he says. So it's a chiddush. Ulai lefishi Yosef chashav shehasmol chashuv minei hayamin. Maybe Yosef thought that you know, Dad was trying to, that there is something to the left versus the right. Lefishi halev mekor haseichel munach b'tzad smol. We know that the heart is on the left hand side. Now, in ancient understanding, rabbinic understanding, there's the heart. Nowadays, we think of like the moach and the lev. We have the intellectual, right, the brain, and the heart being the emotional. But the heart, really, in the ancient world, in like sort of rabbinic and biblical understandings, is actually the seat of the intellect. The heart is the intellect. Give me a proof to that. Ish chacham lev. Good. What else? Something we say every day. Ptach libi b'toratecha. Is that like some, you know, oh no, it's really Elokein Tzor, it's like some Hasidic Shittite, you know, I want to emotionally connect. No, it's Ptach Libi V'Torah Techa. Your heart is the seat of your intellect. Open my heart to your Torah. V'akaved mikora nefesh hamitava shebiyamin. The kaved, the chopped liver, right? The kaved, right? The liver is the seat of the nefesh, which is hamitava. They, you know, like sort of material, you know, and physical aspirations. Okay, amitavash, that's in the right. V'chashav Yosef, l'fisha Menashe b'chor. So Yosef figured, maybe because Menashe is the elder, al kein rotzeh l'barcho b'brachot sichliot. Therefore, maybe Dad wants to give him a bracha, an intellectual bracha, that he should go l'tein lo hamada ve'achachma v'yeter sey, to give him more wisdom and more wherewithal to accomplish and to be, you know, and to think about the world properly and develop the right perspective and become a leader, etc. Ve'et Ephraim ratzel levarich b'brachot kishkashmir. And Ephraim, perhaps he wanted to give him the more material, physical, you know, kinds of the gashmias brachos. So he's like, all right, Dad's got it right. I guess that makes sense. Wants to give him, you know, some intellect and wants to give him some, more abundance, material abundance and bounty. But after the bracha, Azra Yosef Shalozu Aderech. Then Yosef realized, yeah, that's not what was going on with Dad. Like, I think maybe I got it wrong. Veloni Kaven Aviv Lezeh. That's not what his dad was intending. V'ulai Ta'aben Bechor LePashut. Maybe he just mixed it up. Who's the older and who's the younger? He forgot. He's older, right? Or he got mixed up between his right and his left. Nebuch, right? Zeu. And that's what happened. Al kein vayera be'ena vayomer lo chein avi. And that's why after the bracha, Yosef said, Yosef was evil and this was bad, right? He said, Dad, you got this wrong. You messed this up. You got to do it again. And there are those that ask, did he really not see that his dad did it like intentionally? Like, did Yosef, was, again, unless we had, you know, Yaakov, you know, exhibiting signs of, you know, a little some dementia, or he's, you know, he's losing it a little bit, or he's forgetfulness, unless there was some sort of signs that Yosef had, it didn't seem like that, right? It seems like Yaakov was on the mark. So did he not really know that, you know, even though, you know, so then he asks after, he said, Dad, this is wrong. What'd you do? You made a mistake. He knew he did it on purpose. So why would he even ask? No, even after the fact, why would he ask? It seems like he did it bechavana. Ubevada yada eight asher. Next page, asa. For sure he knew what he did. Why didn't he say to him, Dad, why not, hey Dad, I think you got it wrong. He should have said, Dad, why what are you thinking? Why are you doing this? Right? Why, what was your intention here? V'nireshi Yosef chashav ki Yaakov sabar she Yosef lakacha b'chor b'yad yamin shelo v'Ephraim b'smol shelo v'aza b'chor k'neged a smol shel Yaakov. Right? So that's why I set it up before earlier, right? Because perhaps what was going on was Yosef sees the way that, you know, he set them up. He set up Menashe here, right? And he set up Ephraim here so that it would be that Yaakov, Menashe would be at Yaakov's right and Ephraim would be on his left. But maybe, but in terms of, you know, the you know, how they were placed, it was really Menashe was on the left, right? He was in actuality, from Yosef's vantage point, Yaakov was on the left, and Menashe was on the left, and Ephraim was on the right. The Azza Bechor can I get a small she Yaakov. Alkein Sikel Yadav Kadeshi Yabachor be Yamin Yaakov. The Fichach Vayera be Napshari, the Emes Lakach Yosef and Ephraim be Mino. Right? And so perhaps that's what happened, and maybe he just set it up wrong. Maybe it need, you know, sometimes it's like, my left, your right, right? It's like kind of who's on first, you know, that kind of thing. Like, no, maybe it was just the wrong way. And so that's what he thought about. But then Yosef realized, no, this is actually, he has something else going on. No. Ephraim's going to be greater. Right? And we know what's happening with Yosef. Why does he have such an emotional response? So, yeah, I don't have to tell you. Vayera be'enam. That's a big deal. Where else do you see, by the way, vayera, when God himself tells someone to do something it's not God, I'm sorry. When Sarah tells Abraham to get rid of Yishmael, what does it say? Vayera, it was evil in Abraham's eyes, right? In the same way, right, Yosef said, this is evil. Why? Because look at what this brought into the world. This is going to, you know, bring jealousy. It's going to bring resentment. Yosef is literally having PTSD. I mean, we know this. You don't have to be a trained psychologist to know, and, you know, our psychiatrist, right, Richard could help us here, to know that Yosef is suffering PTSD here. He's like, Dad, don't, please. Dad, you can't do this, right? And that's why he has this sort of emotional response to Yaakov about what was happening.
Yaakov tells Joseph, I know what I'm doing.
So now we're gonna see just a beautiful shot of what's really going on in Yaakov's mind. So look at the last page. That's the main Beis HaShoeva. This is Rav Shimon Schwab. So he definitely did it. He definitely did it for this reason. And the right, the left, whatever, right? He wanted, there's no question, there's something he wanted to drive home in the way that he blesses the children. And obviously we bless our children like this all, you know, forever. Vayishvach Yisrael Yimino, fine. V'lo echlif makom ha'banim shi Ephraim b'mino menashe b'smolo, ela shi ninicham Yaakov kasher shatam Yosef, kidei shi yisha'er menashe b'mino. This is, goes against the Rabbeinu Bachya, right? He says, no, it's the traditional understanding that he didn't switch the kids, he switched the hands. Rabbeinu Bachya said switch the kids. V'yesh lomar. So why did he do this? Why did he switch the kids? Asked Rav Schwab. V'yesh lomar shekavanato b'zeh, hayta shehine b'yosef nitztarfu tchunot ish haruach, the Ishamas. Within Yosef, Yosef represented the kind of individual, he was like a composite, like a Renaissance man. He was the spiritual man, and he was also the man of action. The Hainu, Shahaya Moshel Medini, he was a civil ruler, V'gam Moshel Berucho Gadol, V'gam Moshel Berucho, and a spiritual person, Gadol Batorah, he was great in Torah, right? There's no one, there you go. There's no one that we call in all of our tradition that gets the moniker after his name. What's Yosef's last name? Hatzadik. Yosef Hatzadik. Why? Because of the way that he was able to live his life in terms of being a Moshel Berucho, right? To be a Kovesh at Yitzro. Heyoto Ben Zakunim LeYaakov. He was Yaakov's prime student. Aval bebanav nitchalku einyanim sheikar tafkido shel Menashe haya liyot hamemuneh al Beit Yosef. But his children kind of were a representative of him, but in a split. Menashe was the one who was like his chief of staff. Menashe was the translator, the Melech Ben Otam. He was the translator for Yosef and Yehuda. Like, he served in his father's administration. Okay, he's a chief of staff. The Ephraim, Hayalome Torah mipi Yaakov Avinu. And Ephraim, what did he do? He was Ishtam Yosheb Olim. He sat and learned with his father. Okay, with his grandfather. V'ikdim Yaakov et Ephraim l'Menashe. So why did Yaakov take Ephraim have him precede Menashe? The whole road to putting the right hand on him. The road ala difut koach haTorah al sha'ar ma'alot. To show that the primacy of Torah, right, and of spirituality over everything else. L'rabot ma'alat ha'anhaga m'lucha. Even on top of, you know, out there and, you know, the professional and, you know, accomplishments in the material world. Aval heyot sheklal Yisrael tzrichim lishneihem. But the Jewish people need both. Hein l'hashofet ve'amanhig asher yitze lifneihem. We need both. We need the individual who's going to be out there and, you know, in the world and accomplishing and being that solid Jew, that can achieve and have a reputation in the world on the outside. We also need a Sar HaTorah, Prince of Torah. We need people to sit and learn. Therefore, Yaakov didn't push Menashe away from the Bechora, completely. He wanted to create a synthesis of both of these concepts. Therefore, he switched his hands. He did it right intentionally. Right, he switched. And in this way, he took both of these boys and he created this like sort of super Jew, right? That like the Yosef and Menashe and Ephraim, you here, this is what you should be. Meaning, what he's saying is the reason why, according to Rashi and most of the other Mefarshim, he didn't switch the kids. He just switched his hands because he wanted to show that Menashe is important. Of course, he said the Torah Mada. Of course, the Mada is important. Of course, the Derech Eretz. You know, this is Rav Schwab from the KAJ community. He would say Torah in Derech Eretz, right? The Hershian school. But either way, right? Of course, that point of, you know, of professional accomplishment and engagement in the outside world, the material world, etc. Of course, it's important. But you need to understand. So yeah, it still retains its status, its space, but What gets primacy is obviously Judaism, Torah, that everything has to be viewed through that lens. And that's why, if you think about it, right, that's why B'chayiv Arechid Yisrael, that's why we blessed our children to be like this, because we need both. We have to have both. V'zeh yahel or lehavim b'mikra, and he says beautifully, just to wrap up, and this is how we understand the pasuk. Vayivarchein bayom ahu leimor b'chayiv arechi Yisrael sheyesh ledartek shepatach vayivarchein. It started that he blessed them, plural. Be'pirsh lemenashe ve'efrayim v'imkein hayel lomar b'chem. It should say not b'chayiv arechi Yisrael. You will be blessed by you. Singular. It should say b'chem yivarechi Yisrael. Through you, the Jewish people, Jewish children, will be blessed. Ela shekeshehem biyachad b'tzeiruf nechshavim ka'adam echad. No, because the idea is that really, that the ideal is that we're able to take both. Is that we're able to synthesize both, you know, accomplishments in the spiritual world and accomplishments in the physical world, and that engagement, and then you become one. Uberashi havala varechet banavi varchem bivirchato v'yomar ish libno. A person should say to his son, Yechidi, Yesimcha, Lishon Yachid. That in your one child, your son, your daughter, you can have both. You're like a Yosef, right? Oh, Yosef singular? Is Yosef a tzaddik? No one can be like that? No. Menashe and Ephraim were like that. Be like Menashe and Ephraim together, who represented as a composite their father. Aval afkishneim betzeiruf mikol makom mayasim sefraim lifnei Menashe liyod yad chachmas haTorah al elyona. Right, and that's the idea of putting chachmas haTorah al elyona. Rabbi Lamb talks about this in Torah Zichr Tzadik Bracha in Torah Mada, in this book Torah Mada. Right, he talks about yes, science and literature and the arts and understanding the world. He said, but all of that we have to know all of that. Yes. It's part of Hashem's world. It's part of the wisdom that Kadosh Baruch Hu put in the world. But we have to understand also the primacy that Torah has and the lens through which we have to view all of those things in the world of Mada. And then he quotes with Targum Yonasan, L'darkenu yuvnu divrei chachamim. We'll end with this paragraph. She'inyan habracha she'yubeda tchunot behabena nolad kemo shehaya b'yosef be'atzmo v'hine matov manoim nesinas bracha zu b'yom ha'mila. How wonderful is it to give this bracha on the day of the bris milah. She'shorish mahul pirusho mizug. Kolomar she'al yidei ha'mila nase mizug b'en aguf u'neshama. I guess we don't give. I guess in the Yeki community, it's a minhag to give Birkat, this bracha, right? Simply from Menashe at a bris, and he's saying because the idea of mahul that shorish, that root is mizug. Mizug means to sort of a composite, to put together, to dilute, right? To be able to what?
To pair,
good, right, mizug, right, to pair together the guf and the nesham, the body and the soul. Shebasarada orla mipashetet kedusha Yisrael, for once the orla is taken away, the sanctity of Israel, right, is sort of thrust upon the baby, letocha guf hagashmi, into the physical body. Ubaotasha sheklei amasi mitmazgimim kochot aruchningim shalei isha Yisraeli, az anu mevarchim esayelet sheyizkel ishtamech b'chol kochosav liyot ish haneshama b'chachma haTorah v'isha ma'aseh. And that's what we're telling a child to be. Beautiful word. You should be a spiritual person, be an isha neshama, a person of soul, and also be an isha ma'aseh, and also a person of action in the outside world. That's the concept of being mahul. Shnehem gam yachad ki Yosef HaTzadik, to be like Yosef HaTzadik, shayilu bet hatchunot. So Yaakov knew what he was doing. Yaakov intended to do what he did, and in so doing, he was giving us a charge and a mandate for all time that we should really strive for success, both for us, our children, our grandchildren, in both in the spiritual world, in the physical world, but always understand what takes up priority, what really always has to be outside Hayamin. Rabbi Hanani Rekashman, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael,